Solomon's Museum. Welcome to the Solomon's Museum. In the entrance, I can see the bust of Dionysios Solomos. In the first room, located on the ground floor, there are engravings. These are related to the book of Dionysios Solomos entitled The Woman of Zakynthos, Η γυναίκα της Ζάκυνθος. These are also related to the novels of the Kofiot writer Dinos Theotokis. On display, there are some rare editions of the book. There are also engravings by the local artist Aria Komianou. These are depicting scenes from the book. In addition, there are two engravings by the Greek painter Alekos Fasianos depicting the woman of Zakynthos. Walking up the stairs to the first floor, on the left-hand side, there are portraits of notable writers and poets by Aria Komianou. On the first floor, there is the main collection of the museum. I can chronologically follow the life of the poet. I start from his childhood up to his death. I can see family portraits, the poet's family crest, and his genealogical tree. There are also important portraits of people associated with the poet. In a prominent place, I can see the poet's desk. According to the tradition, it is on this desk the poet wrote the book The Free Besieged, Η ελεύθερη πόλη ορκημένη. I can also see some of the poet's manuscripts. On the left-hand side of the stairs leading to the second floor, there are portraits of important personalities by the local painter Rena Croisier. On the second floor, I can see artworks entitled Kofiot Tales. These are inspired by Dinos Theotokis' writings. There are also two paintings and a bust of Dionysios Solomos. Going down towards the exit, there is a small bookshop. I can buy a souvenir from the museum for my family or friends. On my way out, I have to make sure I have all my belongings with me. At this point, I have completed my visit to the Solomos Museum. I hope to come back another time.